The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Zvachim Tzadik Aleph Amar Aleph, continuing the sugya of Toder Mekudesh, which one goes first, brings a whole bunch of rice from different places. Then the Gemara brings a shiloh of Shlomim Shalama Shuchatas Vaosim Shalayoyim, to which eventually the Gemara says, Amar Rav Motzi Ka Amar Toder Kami Boyelon, Motzi Loi Kami Boyelon. You're talking about matzui. I'm talking about toder. I'm not talking about matzui. Toder and mekudesh is a shaila, something that's much more often, or something that's much more halig. Which one, or more often, or more halig? Which one goes first? That's the gemara shaila. Matzui, like shlamim, which although they're very frequent, but they're not mandatory. They're not obligationally common and frequent. So maybe there you won't have the whole mila of toder. You're going to a new mila of matzui, and that's not my shaila. The Gemara brings a brisa from a teres kayanim. So it sounds like mila, which lechayra is a comparison to matzui. Matzui again means something that happens very often, but not necessarily is it obligationally often. For example, tefillin are every single day. Kriyishma is every single day. Tefillin and Kriyishma, those are real bona fide tothers that you're obligated every single day of the year. Kiddush can be a tother because it's obligational every single Shabbos. However, Shlomim, although they can be quite frequent and maybe even more than Kriyishma some years, but they won't be considered a tother because they don't have to be so often. It just happens to be. Which is what the Gemara discusses here with regard to Mila and Pesach. Mila is an obligational thing every single year. Pesach is an obligational thing every single year. Mila is something that on the one hand happens daily, but on the other hand doesn't have to happen. It's not mochrich to happen. And the Gemara says two terutzim about whether Mila is considered a mila over tother. Either because it's tadir b'mitzvahs, a few pshatim in the Rishonim about that, or Mila Lagabi Pesach Ketoder Damya. Even though Mila is really by trade inherently a Motsui, because it doesn't have to be, but since it's so often, it's already considered a Toder, and therefore it has the Mila of Toder. Whereas something that's not as frequent as often, one could wonder if it would be like Mila Lagabi Pesach or not. And this can be Negei, the Shiloh we elaborated on Daf Tzadik. If let's say somebody has mezuzahs to put up and he has to be Madlik Ner Chanukah, on Chanukah, which one should he do first? Because Chanukah is an obligational chiv every single year, very similar to Pesach. But on the other hand, Mila Lagabi Pesach is Ketoder Damya, maybe Mezuzah Lagabi Chanukah is also Ketoder Damya. Mezuzah is a very similar thing to Mila in that sense. However, it's telling the two Terusim in our Gemara. And before we elaborate on this and continue and finalize this topic of Mezuzah and Ner Chanukah, which we began on Daf Tzadik, I'd like to just discuss a couple of things about Motzui, a very interesting point locally. First of all, the most common example of Motzui is the famous Tshuvas Marshal in Siman Tzadik Zayin, which is about Asher Yotzar and Al HaMichya, Asher Yotzar and Bar Nefashas, which one should you do first? Asher Yotzar is the epitome of a Motzui, because it does not have to happen halachically daily, but it happens extremely often and all the time. There is a possibility that you're mechuyev to make like a birchas hashachar v'asher yotzar, and there's a possibility that it's called a toder muchrachas and not a motzi because asher yotzar must happen scientifically daily. However, Pashtas, it's a Motzui, and the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Samachay, as well as the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Zayin, paskin this marshal that Asher Yotzar and Bar Nefashas Asher Yotzar goes first. A shaila that comes on the heels of that is a very common shaila, Asher Yotzar and Birchas Hamozen. Which one do you do first? Asher Yotzar, because it's a Toder, as the marshal established, or Birchas Hamozen, because it's the Eraisa. And Rabbi Kiva Eger writes on this shaila that it's tzarech in ladina. Do you go with the Birchas Hamazon, which is the Raisa, over the Asher Yotzar, which is the Rabbanon? Or do you go with Asher Yotzar, which is considered a toder by the Marshal, as opposed to the Birchas Hamazon, which klape the frequency of Asher Yotzar is an ene toder? And Rabbi Kiva Eger writes tzarech in ladina. I believe the minig is to do Asher Yotzar first. You can always throw in the chshash of Shema Yishkach, which the Kaf HaChaim says is enough reason to switch up the order anyway. So therefore, we fear zuch to do Asher Yotzar before Birchas Hamazon. Very interesting little tidbit here. I saw that Rabbi Avram Genachovsky Zatzal wonders that Birchas HaMazon is four brachas and Asher Yatzar is only one bracha. Does that make a difference? Apparently Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't feel that way. That the amount of brachas, the abundance of brachas, the riboy of brachas is not going to play a role in the shiloh of Toder, Mekudesh, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, and you don't see a mila of four brachas over one bracha. However, I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, in his tshuva about some of that came late, if he should have in Musaf, Betzibur, or Shachris, Bechidus, many different studen, Rabbi Akiva Eiger discusses about a Musaf, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan discusses this shaila. There is other mefarshim that discuss it as well, when a person comes late to shul. Without undue elaboration, the question is, what do you do, mincha, a Shachris, or a Musaf? And Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan elaborates about the shaila based on our Gemara over here, earlier on Tzadik Aleph of Mincha and Musaf, that we do Mincha first because it's a Tadir. At the end of the Tshuva, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan writes over there in Ber Yitzchak Seif Simichof, that his whole discussion back and forth about if Musaf is a Eini Shava Bakol and Eini Tadir, etc., is all with regard to Shachris and Musaf on, let's say, Shabbos, and you have Shachris and Musaf. But on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chalamoid, concludes Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, it's a whole different story. Because on Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoid, Shachris is 18 brachas and Musaf is only 7. It's different than when you're davening on Shabbos Musaf, where Shachris and Musaf are both 7 brachas. As Isaac Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and he says that maybe it would have a different din. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan is clearly acknowledging that maybe there's a mile of a lot of brachas. Again, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we pointed out from Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky, is not nachas to differentiate between Berachas HaMazon, which has more brachas. And the core of this question might be based on whether or not Riboy HaEchus is different than Riboy HaKamas. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Lekach Toiv Klal Tazvav has a whole long simon about that, but Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan apparently was nachas to clear this shaila. I just wanted to bring a raya to this shaila from a Rashba in Menachas Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. There's a shaila over there, what's the difference between the Machlokes Tanoim and Menachas Chav Ches if the four tzitzis on the four corners of the Beged is one mitzvah or four mitzvahs? So the Rashba wants to know, why don't we say that the Nafkamina is whether there's four mitzvahs or one mitzvah? And he says because there's no Nafkamina in that. That's what the Rashba says. Now, the Nemuki Yosef and the Shagas Aya elaborate, the Shagas Aya in Simcha Chav Ches, about tzitzis and tefillin, which one goes first. Is tefillin more mekudesh? Is tzitzis more tadir? It's actually very related to what we're discussing, because tzitzis is like a matzah, maybe. And nobody discusses that if tzitzis is four mitzvahs, it should go first. How could the Rashba say there's no nafkamina? Apparently, the Rashba held that whether it's four mitzvahs or one mitzvah is not going to play a role, just like Rabbi Akiva Eiger held, and l'chayr etzaraya, not like Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Pasi rak lahoyer. Now let's get back to the actual shaila at hand over here. If mila legabi pesach is ketodah damya, likewise we should say that mezuzah legabi ner chanukah is ketodah damya, and therefore mezuzah should go first. And the question becomes that, wait a minute, ner chanukah is a little bit mekudesh because ner chanukah has persumei nisa. Legabi persumei nisa against the tadir, it's very complicated. Kipshutai, Taisvis and the Rosh and Shabbos Chav Gimel Amid Bey seem to say that although perhaps Persume Nisa is more powerful and stringent than Tadir, however the Persume Nisa can take place after the Tadir as well as before. And therefore Tadir has an Indian to be first. Persume Nisa just has to happen, and if you're only doing one, Persume Nisa should happen. But if you're doing two, like the case over there with Kriyas Atayr where you're laning something because of Chanukah, and then you're laning the regular reading which is a Tadir, you might as well do the Tadir first. However, perhaps this point that Tadir goes before Persume Nisa, because Persume Nisa is the same in the front and the back, is only in the Rosh and one Teretz and Taisus. The other Terutzim perhaps don't hold that way. In fact, Lagavi the Shaila of Shir Shal Yom and Shir Shal Yom of Chanukah, in Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, the Berhetiv brings down from the Knesset HaGdol and others, that perhaps you should do the Persume Nisa, the Chanukah Shir first. So you see that it's not so poshut whether Tadir and Persume Nisa, which one goes first. Not only that, the Ramban and the Ran and Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Beis also seem to hold that Persume Nisa goes first before a Tadir, not like this Rosh and Taisvus there. So therefore, Persume Nisa and Tadir, also known perhaps as Mezuzah and Ner Chanukah, seems to be a Machlokes and it's not so clear. Moreover, we mentioned that with regard to the Yerushalmi Shaila that we discussed on Daf Tzadik, in the end of Megillah, the Yerushalmi declares, if you only have money for one, tefillin and mezuzah, which one should you do first? So the Rosh Paskins, and it's Kepaskin and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Lamed Ches, Sif Yud Beis and Aruch Chaim, that you do the tefillin first because it's Chiyuva de Gufa. And we mentioned Rabbi Kiva Eger learns that Chiyuva de Gufa means you're obligated to do it. It's a chiv on you. You have to do it as opposed to, let's say, mezuzah, where you don't have to own a house, bichlal. Now we have to get into another very interesting shaila, which is discussed constantly on Chanukah by many scholars today. Is Chanukah a chiyuv de gufa or not? Meaning to say, if somebody is on a boat or homeless, Rahman al-Itzlan, is he mechuyiv to find himself a place to light Chanukah lecht? Or no, not at all. The whole chiv of Ner Chanukah sprouts only from the house that one owns, that he should have Chanukah lecht in the house. Or no, it's a chiv on the gavra to light Chanukah lecht wherever he is. Is it a chiyuv de gavra or is it a chiyuv de besa? And the basic understanding is that this perhaps is totally in a machlokes, the Rambam and Perek Yud Aleph from Brachos, and the Tosfos and Sukkah, Taf Mem Vav and Aleph on the bottom. Tosfos perhaps seems to compare the chiv of Ner Chanukah to the chiv of Mezuzah, which is more chiyuv de besa oriented as opposed to chiyuv de gufa, whereas the Rambam seems to put Ner Chanukah on the list of mitzvahs that a person has to make sure to do. It doesn't sound like it's only if you own a house. So that might have to do with this shaila. Since the Pashtus, the way, the Magen Avraham, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Tshuva, Madur, Kama, Simentes, are learning the Rosh, which is Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch, that tefillin goes before mezuzah because it's chiyuv de gufa, and it means that it's an obligation on the person. Likewise, Ner Chanukah is an obligation on the person, whereas mezuzah, if a person wants, he cannot have a house. Alternatively, maybe Ner Chanukah also, if he wouldn't have a house, he's not mechuyev. And these are the many parts of the shaila about mezuzah and Ner Chanukah, which one goes first. However, if you read Rabbi Kiva Eger carefully in the tshuva, he discusses a very similar shaila about sukkah and mezuzah, and you only have money for one, which one should you do first? Extremely similar to the details about our shaila, except that although sukkah is an obligation for a week out of a year, and mezuzah, although it's frequent and always, on the other hand, you don't have to have a house. So it's very similar, sukkah and mezuzah, to Ner Chanukah and mezuzah. The only difference is that Ner Chanukah has the Milo of Persume Nisa. But if you look carefully in Rabbi Kiva Eger, like I was saying, Rabbi Kiva Eger says at the end of the day that the Shaila of Lulav, Asukah, and Mezuzah is basically Tali in the two Terutzim in our Gemara. If you say that Mila Lagavi Pesach is Ketadir Damya, so then likewise Mezuzah Lagavi Sukkah is also Ketadir Damya. So then mezuzah would be a tadir, and it would also be a mekudesh, like the Yerushalmi says, because mezuzah is halik. However, if you say like the other teretz that mila has a different mila, then apparently there's no mila of tadir for mila. Likewise, there wouldn't be a mila of tadir for mezuzah, which would mean that sukkah is actually more tadir because it's obligational annually than mezuzah. And likewise, Chanukah would become more tadir than mezuzah. So basically, mezuzah and Ner Chanukah should also be tali in the two terutzim of our Gemara, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Interestingly enough, there's a Yerushalmi that discusses about Pesach and Mila, which one we should do first. It's in Perek Gimel from Psachim. Milas Benoy and Shchitas Pischoy, besides going into the Shaila about Milas Charev Ma'akev. And the Tshuvas Nachlas Yehoshua and Simon Chavhei, in the middle of the parentheses, discusses that this should have to do with everything we're discussing. Likewise, we'll find in the Mechilta and Parshas, by also a Shaila about Pesach and Mila, which one goes first. And the Mechilta seems to say that maybe we should do Pesach first. So the Har Ephraim asks over there, my friend Rabbi Avram Eichenstein showed me this, that L'chayra, what happened to our Gemara, that Mila L'gabe Pesach Yitadir Damya? Suggests the Har Ephraim, yeah, but we know that the Rosh Paskins, the Chiyuv de Gufa Adif, and the way Rabbi Kiva Eger learns, that means something that's obligated on you. Says the Har Ephraim, a carbon Pesach, you have to do, it's a Chiyuv de Gufa. So the Mechilta wanted to say that Pesach should go first, even after the Bavli, because it's a Chiyuv de Gufa. Which strengthens our point that maybe, even though the Gemara over here talks about Mila Gabe Pesach Ketadid Damya, maybe Pesach has a mile of Chiyuv de Gufa, and likewise Chanukah, well, like we said, it's totally maybe in Tosfos and the Rambam, if it also has this mila that it's a chiv that's mutal on a person to light Chanukah lecht. All in all, it's very, very common. complicated, and there's a lot of different studen lakan lakan. Personally, I feel that mezuzah shall be done first because of the more seconds of kiyum. That's usually the better route to go, unless you're talking about really a long, long, lengthy kfis ha-mezuzah. It could sometimes take a while to get the nails in and find everything and make sure not to be mopsik. But l'chayra, there is a makom to say that if it's one or two mezuzahs, you should do mezuzah first. And then after I went through this whole thing, I found the Tshuvas Mishnas Yosef Chelik Vav Simen Kuf Chaf Hey, that says, if your mezuzah falls down and it's time to light Chanukah Lech, you should put on the mezuzah first and then make the bracha on the Chanukah Lech. And again, there's a lot to discuss about this. I just wanted to touch the tip of the iceberg and put all the pieces on the table.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.